are listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. Eric the Unready is on hiatus. These articles are compiled by Ronnie Tucker, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 395, covering the 2024 holiday season. The OpenSUSE project announced the development of a new graphical interface for selecting and installing packages, YQ package, formed by creating a self-sufficient application from the YQ package selector component, which is part of YAST. YQ package is free from any bindings to YAST and does not use any of its components as dependencies. LibZip is used directly to work with packages. The code is written in C++ and is distributed on the GPLv2 license. The graphical interface is based on the Qt library. The program supports operations such as installing, updating, and removing packages, evaluating dependencies, providing summary and detailed information about the package. The development is at the alpha stage. Among the features that have not yet been implemented are repository operations, updating the repository state, and importing GPG keys. The release of the classic sysvinit 3.12 init system has been published, which was widely used in Linux distributions in the days before systemd and upstart, and now continues to be used in distributions like DevOne, Slackware, Debian, GNU Herd, and AntiX. The code is written in C and distributed under the GPLv2 license. The new version of sysvinit offers changes added at the request of the developers of Gobo Linux, which uses a stack-based model for forming a directory tree. Each program is installed in a separate directory. In source/makefile, the ability to redefine the path of the /user and /etc directories is provided using the userdir and sysconfdir variables. A check for the inclusion of the pty.h and sys/sysmacros.h header files when building bootlogd on systems with glibc has been added. They also added checks for the size and type of values returned when calling the ctime function in the code of the bootlogd, do wall, last log save, and shutdown programs. Previously, the code of the noted programs did not check for returning a null pointer, and a 16-byte fixed buffer was allocated for the returned string, into which data was placed without checking the size of the returned data. At the same time, the inserve utility used in conjunction with sysvinit to organize the boot process, taking into account dependencies between init scripts, has been updated to version 1.26. The new version of the inserve utility 1.26 only offers corrections in the documentation. The version of the start par utility used to run several scripts in parallel during the system boot process has not changed. Users of systems that use the ZRAM mechanism for compressed swap storage in memory have encountered an issue that causes boot failures after upgrading the Linux kernel to version 6.12. The issue affects Gentoo, Void, and other distributions that support ZRAM and offer packages with new kernel versions. The cause of the crash was a change included in the 6.12 kernel that added the ability to configure compression algorithms at runtime. Along the way, the logic for selecting available compression algorithms at the kernel build stage was changed in kconfig. The change led to problems in distributions that relied on the default settings and did not individually enable all available ZRAM algorithms in the kconfig configuration for the 6.12 kernel. After upgrading to kernel 6.12, such distributions only had the default basic compression algorithm available for selection, instead of all supported algorithms. Accordingly, when attempting to enable algorithms in ZRAM that did not match the default algorithm, a boot failure occurred. For example, when selecting the LZ4 algorithm, the error ZRAM control /dev/ZRAM0 failed to set algorithm invalid argument occurred during boot, since only LZO and LZO-RLE remain supported, instead of the previously supported LZO, LZO-RLE, LZ4, LZ4HC, 842, and Z standard. The problem is solved by enabling each compression backend separately in config. The config_ZRAM_backend_asterisk settings were added in kernel 6.12. Darktable 5.0.0 has been published for processing digital photos. Darktable specializes in non-destructive work with raw images and can be used as a free alternative to Adobe Lightroom. The program allows you to maintain a photo database, visually navigate through existing photos, as well as correct distortions, eliminate noise, manage color, and improve the quality of a photo while preserving the original photo and the entire history of operations with it. The project code is written in C and is distributed on the GPLv3 license. The interface is built using the GTK library. Binary builds are prepared for Linux, AppImage, and Flatpak. Snap is in the process of being prepared. Windows and Mac OS. Seduction 2024.1 is released, a desktop-oriented Linux distribution based on Debian SID Unstable. The Seduction distribution split off from the AptoSID project in 2011 due to the desire to ship fresh versions of KDE from the experimental Qt-KDE repository. The following builds are available for download: KDE, XFCE, and LXQT, as well as a minimalistic NOX build and an Xorg build for users who want to create their own desktop environment. Seduction 2024.1 builds with GNOME, Cinnamon, and Mate, but these have not been created due to the lack of a maintainer. These environments can be installed from the repository. In the new release, the package base is synchronized with Debian Unstable repository. The Linux kernel version 6.12, the System Manager systemd 257, and the Calamaris installer have been updated. The desktops offered are KDE Plasma 6.2 with Wayland by default, LXQT 2.1, and XFCE 4.20. Support for the ButterFS file system has been expanded, with the Snapper utility used in SUSE Linux included for managing snapshots. The ability to use the systemd bootloader with ButterFS partitions has been added in addition to Grub. ScumVM 2.9.0, the free cross-platform interpreter for classic Quest games, has been published, replacing executable files for games and allowing many classic games to run on platforms for which they were not originally intended. The project is distributed under the GPL v3 Plus license. In total, it supports over 340 programs, including games from LucasArts, Humongous Entertainment, Revolution Software, Cyan, and Sierra, such as Maniac Mansion, Monkey Island, Broken Sword, Myst, Blade Runner, King's Quest 1-7, Space Quest 1-6, Discworld, Simon the Sorcerer, Beneath a Steel Sky, Lure of the Temptress, and The Legend of Kirandia. It supports games on Linux, Windows, macOS, iOS, Android, PS Vita, Switch, Dreamcast, Amiga OS, Atari/FreeMint, RISC OS, Haiku, PSP, PS3, MAMO, GCW0, and more. The first test release of the Fix Browser web browser has been published. It is designed for low resource consumption and privacy. The browser is being developed from scratch and fundamentally does not support JavaScript execution, but at the same time allows working with JavaScript-based sites. The code is written in C and Fix script and is distributed under the Zlib license. Ready-made builds are generated for Linux, GTK2, and Windows. The developers plan to create builds for Haiku and macOS 10.6 Plus, as well as to generate builds for Linux using GTK 3 and 4. To work with JavaScript-based sites, FixBrowser uses the FixProxy layer, which on the fly transforms sites into a view that can be used without JavaScript. This replacement is carried out both by standard templates and by fix handlers that take into account the specifics of specific sites. The set includes fix handlers for more than 1,200 sites. FixProxy is developed in the form of a separate proxy process, not tied to FixBrowser and suitable for use with other browsers. You may note that only minor changes are required to display most sites without JavaScript. In addition, many sites use similar technologies for dynamic content generation, which allows using standard fix handlers for their rendering. For example, you can use universal fix handlers for sites based on the WordPress engine and forums on the Discuss platform. It is also possible to create handlers for sites that dynamically render content, for example, to display a list of comments initially loaded dynamically using JavaScript. The fix handler directly loads data in JSON format and independently generates HTML based on them. To handle CAPTCHA and JavaScript components, such as Cloudflare checks, without which it is impossible to enter some sites, they plan to prepare a layer based on the CEF framework, Chromium Embedded Framework, which will be able to selectively execute only the necessary JavaScript code. The JavaScript layer will be implemented as a separate service. You can run it either on your system or use a public cloud service. To block tracking of user activity, loading resources from third-party hosts is prohibited, and whitelists are used to allow loading images via content delivery networks. HTTPS is supported. You can connect extensions written in FixScript. The project is being developed by Martin Dvorak from the Czech Republic, who once created the FixScript programming language. Most of FixBrowser code is written in FixScript, with the exception of performance-critical operations and the basic framework. The FixScript code is embedded in the C code, and the compiler is used for assembly, which is applied in a single file, including approximately 27,000 lines of C code, 800 kilobytes. The language resembles C, but uses dynamic typing, a garbage collector, and JIT compilation. Fix Browser provides memory safe work in Threads and has built-in protection against integer overflows. The implementation of the browser engine has been significantly simplified since Fix Browser only performs primary rendering and does not support dynamic content updating. Once the page is displayed, it no longer changes, so you can do without abstractions as DOM, Document Object Model. Currently, the work is focused on creating an HTML parser that supports HTML5 specifications. The implementation proposed in their first test release so far covers only 30% of HTML5 tests. Basic CSS support has been implemented. The first alpha release of the Serpent OS distribution is out, using its own MOS package manager, no relation, and an atomic system update model. The developers of Serpent OS present it as the next stage in the evolution of Linux distributions. The project is being developed by the old Solus distribution team, which includes Ikey Doherty, the creator of Solus, and Joshua Strobel, the key developer of the Budgie desktop environment. The builds are generated for the x86-64 v2 architecture and are supplied with the GNOME and Cosmic desktops. The MOS package manager uses its own stone package format and provides tools for managing the system state. The update is performed in atomic mode with the replacement of the contents of the user partition. The distribution guarantees the integrity of the system. In case of a failure during the installation of the update, the system rolls back to the previous working state. With the exception of the kernel and some system components, changes are applied on the fly without the need to reboot. To save disk space when storing multiple versions of packages, deduplication based on hard links is used. The project also develops the Lycan installer, the Boulder build system, the Summit control panel, the BLS Form-E download manager, and the MOS container system. The package manager and low-level utilities are written in Rust. Most packages, including the Linux kernel, are built using the Clang compiler. The standard library for C++ applications is libc++ from the LLVM project. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.